This is Roro's Rantings with Israel activist and advocate Rolene Marks.
Good afternoon, Rolene. How are you?
Simon, I'm good and you. It's always a pleasure to chat to you.
Yeah, listen, again, apropos absolutely nothing, I was thinking about your name and I was thinking about how it translates in Hebrew and I was thinking, wasn't the easiest name to go on Aliyah with? I mean, Rolene Marks. How do they deal with it?
Not easily.
So you didn't change it. You don't have a local name. You didn't become Hannah or Sarah or something like that.
It's my Hebrew name is Yael.
Ah, well, there you go. Are you known as Yael?
I'm not known as Yael, but everybody tries and wraps their heads around Rolene. So I'm Ronit and Ronnie and
that's what I was thinking. That's what I thought.
Jolene, which is sometimes the easiest one for people to say.
But yeah, exactly.
What can I say?
Exactly.
Perhaps Occupier Barbie is the easiest moniker for me.
Rolene, talk to us about that very concerning poll that came out yesterday from CNN and Bibi Netanyahu's response.
Okay, so CNN conducted a poll. They sampled a selection of people from a variety of countries across Europe, Hungary and Poland being two of those countries. Poland, as we know, over the last year, significant moves towards kind of almost rewriting the history of the Holocaust. Hungary known to be more prone to the far right, Poland as well. France, a country where there's extreme anti-Semitism rising. And what was very concerning were the findings of these polls. Alarmingly, and this is in Europe, this is less than a century after the Holocaust, many people don't know that very much about it or haven't heard about it. And it's just as concerning as the recent stats that we got in from the United States, where a lot of people, well, I think it was about 25% of millennials, hadn't heard about the Holocaust. Along with these findings, they also found that at least a quarter of those polled found that Jews have too much influence in the media, in economy, in society, and it's that age-old anti-Semitic trope, Simon.
Absolutely.
You know, that,
absolutely.
Protocols of the Elders of Zion. Jews control everything. So the findings of this poll, which have been published widely, in fact, if you go onto my Facebook page, you can find that they're very, very, very worrying poll. And we have had some comments from Prime Minister Netanyahu, from Yad Vashem, from a variety of sources who are concerned about the findings of this poll. But one thing is certain is that, something very, very stringent needs to be done by European countries as far as educating and combating anti-Semitism. And B is that we need to educate, to combat, not just from the far right, which is how we traditionally view anti-Semitism, but from the far left as well. You know, in today's times, we've got the new element of anti-Zionism or anti-Israelism, which is a different way that anti-Semitism is manifesting, and, you know, Israel being seen as the collective Jew and taken to the extreme when we have elements saying that Israel does not have a right to exist.
It's so mind-blowing to me that these stats are as bad as they are. Because if you went to a city like Berlin, right slap bang in the very epicenter of Berlin is the biggest monument, which clearly is strange. What's it doing there? I mean, you've got to ask the question, what is that? It's unavoidable, and a lot of Europe is like that. Most European cities have a plaque somewhere, a monument somewhere, a cobblestone somewhere, and it's just unimaginable to me that 18% only know.
Well, you raise such an important issue, and this is what Yad Vashem have said, and they've said clearly there needs to be a more concerted effort at education. And Prime Minister Netanyahu, interviewed on CNN last night, mentioned this. Now, he also mentioned that Israel is the antidote to anti-Semitism, but he said, you know, he's not surprised. He said that these were the findings of the polls, and he also stresses, as I'm going to say right now, that we need to educate at various levels, at government levels, at school levels, at institutional levels.
Sure.
You know, clearly this education needs to filter down. And it can't just deal with the ancient trope. It has to be adapted to fit now modern definitions of anti-Semitism. And also Netanyahu was saying quite correctly on CNN last night, he said, you know, the issue of anti-Semitism is not just a Jewish issue, because it is found often throughout history that what starts with the Jews
doesn't end with the Jews. 100%. 100%. I'm also thinking,
you talk about Berlin. I mean, and I was in Berlin earlier this year, and I was quite amazed. As you say, there's this incredible museum smack bang in the center of Berlin. There are reminders all over the city, whether it be monument plaques or sure. monuments or Stoppelsteine in the street. But, you know, just a few days ago, we had an Israeli journalist giving a broadcast from Berlin speaking Hebrew, and a crowd walked past her, verbally abused her, and then threw firecrackers at her. You know, this is what is happening in modern-day Europe less than a century after the Shoah.
I often think about that. I mean, more than that, it's in our parents' lifetimes, some of us. You know, it's not that far removed. The other thing I just wanted to say to you as well, Rolene, is that as South African Jews, I think we may be perhaps uniquely placed to understand this ignorance. Because if I just think of my own personal circles and I think about people I know who, what do you mean apartheid? Was it really so bad? It's amazing the propensity of the human being to see what he wants to see.
Absolutely. And, you know, we hear this often. We hear, you Jews focus on the Holocaust too much. It's time to move on. Apartheid happened. It's time to move on. If we do not educate ourselves or be educated, and very importantly, educate future generations, if we do not internalize this education, we are bound and doomed to repeat the same history again and again. The Holocaust didn't happen in a vacuum, and it didn't happen. The Holocaust didn't start with gas chambers. It started with words. It started with these ancient stereotypes. It started with the ability for the disgruntled and the racist to spread their venom and take advantage of an ancient hatred. It didn't start with gas chambers.
No.
And, it's so important. As South Africans, we never forget our history of apartheid. We learn from it. We internalize it. We speak out against it and injustices around the world. We prevent it from ever happening again. And the same with the Holocaust. We educate future generations. So important, given what has happened in South Africa over the last couple of weeks to members of the community. And we make sure, especially since our survivors, we're losing more and more every day, we make sure that future generations know what happened so that we don't have another Rwandan genocide. We don't have another Cambodia. We don't have another Bosnia. We don't have another Yazidi or Darfur.
Sure. Rolene, in that vein, I just want to give a plug to Yad Vashem, because I just very recently finished doing an online free course. And I want to emphasize that it's a free course. You go onto the Yad Vashem website, you sign up for his course on anti-Semitism. It's free. It costs nothing. It's in a couple of modules. And it's not just about Jews. It's what you're saying. It's the same hatreds. It's the same tropes. It's the same stereotypes. It's this dehumanization. And it's just such a worthwhile thing to do at no cost. So kudos for them to putting up knowledge available to all of us in a forum like that. But moving on. Talk to us about the Czech Republic House.
Well, this is quite extraordinary. I mean, we're talking about anti-Semitism in Europe. And one of the countries that is extremely friendly to us is the Czech Republic. I was in Prague this time last year, and let me tell you something, Simon, they love us in Prague.
Which is so weird, because historically
they didn't, but today they love us, they're our supporters, and if you can get to Prague, it's quite extraordinary to walk around the Jewish quarter. Very, very, very beautiful part of the city. But Czech President Milos Zeman has been in Israel the last couple of days. He addressed the Knesset. He met both with Prime Minister Netanyahu and President Rivlin. And he's here for a very, very important reason, Simon. He's here to start moving the Czech embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. And he formally opened up Czech House in Jerusalem yesterday. He cut the ribbons. He opened it up because the plans of the Czech Republic are to move their embassy in several stages from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. And Czech Republic being the first EU country to move their embassy. An extraordinary moment. And one that we are very, very proud of.
And Rolene, U.S. Jewish groups appeal to sponsors to pull out of support for Roger Waters' Mexico tour. Gosh, that man has a problem with Jews and Zionism, doesn't he?
Ah, Roger Waters just lost the plot. And, you know, I can't say what I want to say.
None of us can.
On Reagan. No. He's just another in the wall. I said I'm going to say Roger Waters is comfortably dumb. But,
and you weren't going to use the word brick either, were you? No.
I wasn't going to use the word brick, but I can say that Roger Waters is quite certifiably comfortably dumb. And he's... Ducked. You know, Roger Waters is also one of the stereotypes. Is, you know, I'm not an anti-Semite. Some of my best friends are Jewish. I love Jews. Mazel tov, gefilte fish. It's just Israel that I hate. Although
no, but it's more than that. He puts up pictures of pigs in his concerts. I mean, that's not anti-Zionist.
Exactly.
That's anti-Semitic. And that crosses a line.
Exactly. Roger maybe did, I don't know, Simon, maybe he did a few too many hallucinogenics in the 70s,
maybe,
I don't know.
Maybe.
But he doesn't seem to understand that the optics of inflatable pigs with mugging Davids on and dollar signs and, you know, putting out those old, again, anti-Semitic tropes, those stereotypes, Jews with money, Jews control the media, he's encouraging of the boycotts of Israel, which is so completely different to many other artists. Who, and one of those is Jethro Tull, who was in Israel recently and said all proceeds from their concert will be going towards projects that encourage relations between Israelis and Palestinians. And instead of building bridges, Roger Waters is choosing to break them down. So what major Jewish organizations in the United States are doing is they are approaching his sponsors. Last year, American Express pulled out. They said they won't have anything to do with Roger Waters and his anti-Israel and anti-Semitic issues. And so now major Jewish organizations are approaching his sponsors like Citibank and saying, this is who you're dealing with. This is a person who's not only spreading anti-Semitism, but he's also anti-normalization. He's anti-peace.
Yeah.
His message is divisive. It's problematic. And do you really want to have your brand associated with that?
Rolene, you couldn't have timed this better. It is 2 seconds to five to No, what am I talking about? To half past. Lost the plot. Rolene, thank you so much. We'll catch up with you tomorrow.
Tomorrow, same time, same place.
Absolutely, we'll be here.